Blog Talk Radio.
Away from you, give myself away. I give myself away from you.
Come on, let it know.
I give myself.
Thank you. slips in.
Right.
reading from the Bible comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 through 13. Please turn this microphone up. Amen. There you go. Amen. It simply says these words, it's on the screen. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now about faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And for the time that is mine, I would like to tag this text with the title, From Boy to Man. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, we're going to talk about from boys to men. And neighbor, by the way, neighbor, please don't forget to say amen. From boys to men. One of the shows that have become very popular is that of the Jerry Springer Show. And one of the themes of the Jerry Springer Show is who's your daddy, because he's always trying to do some type of paternity test. The paternity test is designed to show who the daddy is. And on one particular show, a man on stage claiming that he was not the father of a child. And what ensued after that was nothing more than a brawl and a fist fight. Because not only was he sleeping with one woman, but he was sleeping with two. And can I tell you, they almost beat him like he was a hound dog. I mean, they tore him upside down and right side up. But what was interesting to me was his definition of what it meant to be a man. He thought that he was a man because he could last all night long. He thought he was a man because he had swag. He knew how to pick it out. He was the Mac. Is there anybody here who understands what I'm talking about up in this house? He thought he was a man. And brothers, can I pause parenthetically here just to tell you one thing, that if you are just a one-hour man, that means there are only 23 hours you're not pleasing. He was not really what we consider a man. And can I tell you something right now? Can I tell you that a boy is defined as a male child that is less than 18 years old, a young man who lacks maturity and judgment to care for himself or his family. And the truth of the matter is there are a lot of boys, there are a lot of men who got, who are 30s and 40s, 20s, 50s, 70s, and 80s, who are still nothing more than little boys. Let me help you out here, because the truth of the matter is that we have too many fathers with little boy mentality that have created fatherless homes. I know I'm talking to somebody up in here. Too many boys with fathers with boy mentalities. Too many men with boy mentalities that have created fatherless homes. And can I tell you something, Paul? If you're 40, 50, 60 years old, and you still got your prayer card, it's time to turn in your prayer card. Look at your name and say, check out your prayer card. If you're 50 or 60 years old, you still walking around with your prayer card, you're down, it's time to turn in your prayer card. If you got babies that stay in New York City, all the way to Los Angeles, California, and can the child support, won't go out of business, nobody won't give no toys, no pleasure, won't even pay the bill, it's time to look at somebody and say you're still a boy. And can I tell you the truth about little boys? The truth of the matter is that we have so many fatherless homes. Like that, America is known to be the leader of fatherless homes. 2% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of the homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of youth in prison grew up in fatherless homes. 75% of all But you know what? I got some good news up in this camp. Even though they're 10 times more likely to be on chemical abuse and 9 times more likely to end up in state-operated institutions and 20 times more likely to end up in prison, I got some good news, y'all. Check it out. I thank God, y'all, for some godly fathers up in this camp, up in Ames Church. Keep on going, Christopher. I thank God for some godly fathers. Anybody get going for some godly fathers? We showed you the God of the problems, and I thank God for a lot of dudes who don't mind sacrificing his time in the soup kitchen, making sure that the homeless is fed. I thank God for Leo Brown and Cliff Jones and William Curtis and John Kamara and Zach. And I can confirm that. I can call the whole. I thank God for some godly power. I thank God for my daddy who didn't mind looking my behind when I got out of line. Is anybody got a devil like me? Anybody got a devil like me? You can talk back to grown folks. See, that's my daddy, y'all. He didn't mind taking me to Sunday school. Godless father. He didn't mind telling me you were wrong and you didn't get your way when you wanted it. Look at somebody and say, thank God for some godly fathers. Let's accept it today, because when we look at this text, we find out, number one, check this out, now see the screen, that a real man can come back from challenges. Y'all understand that? That's what a real man does. The text says it in 1 Corinthians, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. You know, when you're a child, you're going to have some mistakes, you're going to have some setbacks, you're going to do some things you have no business doing. And this is Paul talking. He was real with himself. He's written this letter to the church in Corinth, and the church in Corinth was a church that was filled with the infiltration of Greek society. And Greek society started being everything in the church. They started acting immature, like immature Christians. They couldn't get along. They was always fighting one another. And Paul had to write this letter to them to tell them, y'all need to chill out because y'all acting like children. They were so concentrated on who was the best singer, who could speak in tongues, who had the best gifts and the best that. And Paul had to give them straight. So he says, now, in other words, I've got some challenges that y'all got to overcome. And it's really for you to mature. You got to overcome these challenges. So Paul uses his own life. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. That's when I became a man. I put away childish things. I made some mistakes in my life. I messed up. But when I became a man, I did not dwell on my challenges. I learned how to make a comeback. Look at somebody and say, I can make a comeback. And that's what impresses me is this guy, Derek Redmond. Y'all remember 1992 when he went to the Olympics? And while he was running, he fell down. But you know what? He didn't stay down. He got back up and kept on trying to run. And he made a comeback. If he was just a little boy, if he didn't have any strength, he had not been taught by his daddy, he would have stayed on the ground. He would have quit. He would have given up. But he made a comeback. And guess what? He didn't make his comeback by himself. But his daddy came out of the stage and helped him. And that's a word for fathers. That the role that a father is to teach your son, to teach somebody's child how to make a comeback. Some of y'all wouldn't be here today if some man would not have invested in your life, when nobody else would pay attention to you, when everybody else would call you bad, when nobody else would just take you out to the basketball court. Somebody took time out and taught you something, because a real father is not just the man who had you, but a real father is the person who would invest time in you. Look at your neighbor and say, real men can come back from challenges. Yeah, a real man is not going to get stuck on stupid because you got the BGE paid. You're going to run out and leave the bills unpaid. No, a real man is going to find a way how to get that bill paid. A real man is not going to let his woman or his children suffer. But if they got to go out in the corners and pick up cans, if they got to go right out in the doors, they're going to do whatever it takes. A real man have to. A real man can come back from challenges. And I thank God for the real man that I see up in this place. Not only, I'm almost done. I will give you three good Methodist courses. I'm going to slow down. A real man can make a change. Look at your neighbor and say, a real man can make a change. Yeah, the text says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood like a child, I thought as a child. What? That conjunction, but negates everything that came before. When I became a man, I put away childish things. When you become a man, you change your priorities. And this is what Paul had to do. If you know anything about Paul, Paul was an educated man. He had been all to the best schools that could be offered in his time. And yet his priorities were centered on persecuting Christians. His priorities were centered on himself, being the chief priest, being the man of the law. But he had to change his priorities. And when you become a real man, you change your priorities, brothers. You change your priorities. You don't get so stuck in your relationship with your spouse where you can't change. You get so stuck in a relationship with your sons and your daughters until you can't change. You can't talk to your children. What they turn 16 and 17 years old. You can't talk to them like you're 5 or 6. You got to make a change. The text says that when I was a child, I acted like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And putting away childish things, I'm not only talking about your behavior as it relates to people outside of your sphere, but the people who are inside your life, the people who matter the most. Paul had to change his priorities. Is there anybody here who knows right now that you got to change some priorities? That you came in here this Sunday, one day, but you cannot leave the same way you came. Now, some of y'all sit up there looking like you got it made and everything's okay. But the truth be told, some of y'all came in here mad as H-E double hockey sticks. You've been arguing with your spouse, arguing with somebody else. You came up in there mad. And you know what? The fact of the matter is that when you start looking at the sphere of life and everything that life has to offer, you don't get stuck on things that are not major. And the problem is that some of us major on minor stuff. Paul said that when I became a man, I stopped thinking about what folk had to say about me. I start thinking about how people characterize me. I don't care if you gay, you straight, I don't care if you fresh, I don't care who you sleep with. When I became a man, I put away childish things. And fathers, if you're going to be the best fathers that you can be, it's time to put away childish things. What's childish? I mean, stop holding grudges against folks. Stop trying to be so mean and manipulative. Learn how to say please and thank you. You don't know everything. Pick up your clothes. Raise the toilet seat. And then put that down. If some of them don't believe it, you just stupid. Don't act like I don't know. I know some of y'all put your hands out here. Brush your teeth. Take a shower before you get in bed. Cook sometimes. I'm just trying to tell you. Put away childish things. All right? If your breath smells bad to you, guess what? It smells bad to me, too. Get some Tic Tacs. Y'all with me? When I became a man, I put away childish things. I started being concerned about people, no matter who they were. But lastly, I'm going to let you go home on this one, because I know you want to go eat your chicken dinner. Check this out. A real man will accept Christ. Look what Paul says, for now we see in the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now by faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Right now, you don't see everything that life has to offer. You can only see the mirror dimly, but then face to face. Right now, you only know just a little bit about what life has to offer. But then, I shall know just as I also am known. See, the real you, most of us don't know. But when you establish a relationship with Jesus Christ, check this out. You only know in part, but once you get in a real relationship with Jesus, he opens up your eyes to things you never thought possible. Right now, you just see dimly. You only can see through what society has taught, what Dr. Spock has taught. Can I pause right there by Dr. Spock for some of y'all who's raising kids? Trying to follow Dr. Spock. Can I tell y'all something about Dr. Spock? I know Dr. Spock say don't whoop your kids. Y'all can follow Dr. Spock if you want to. But let me tell you two things about Dr. Spock. Number one, Dr. Spock ain't had no kids. Let me tell you something about Dr. Spock. And then number two, he ain't had no black kids. Because we have a special weed with us, don't we? Listen, right now you only see a part. If you only take what society says, if you only ingest what people say, what the statistics say, by the stats, none of us should be here. By the stats, all of us should be failures. By the stats, some of y'all should never graduated from high school. By the stats, you should be in prison, but the only reason why you ain't there is because you outran the police. By the stats. By the stats. But when you establish, check this out, y'all, a relationship with Jesus. I ain't talking about a relationship with the church, this place. This is a building. Not a relationship with me. Listen, y'all, I'm just a man. If y'all knew the truth about who I was, I'd be too ashamed to show my face. If you knew about the dirt that's in my heart sometimes, you knew the thoughts that ran through my mind, I'd be too ashamed to show my face. So don't be sitting up there looking at me like, well, I wish you were right here. You better watch what you ask for. You probably couldn't handle me. Because when we establish a real relationship with Jesus, when hard times come, a real man won't turn to alcohol. A real man a real man, but you know how to depend on Jesus. And then he sums it all up. You might speak in tongues. You might have all of the gifts. But the greatest of these, check this out. What abides is your faith when it's all said and done. When you're in that hospital bed about to meet your maker, the only thing you're going to have is your faith. You're going to have hope and love. That's it. The family might walk out on you, but if you got a relationship with Jesus, you got faith, you got hope. And Jesus says, I'm love. You got love. And check this out. When your faith and hope is gone, the greatest thing you have is some love. A real man will accept Jesus. And maybe there's somebody here right now. I'm not going to hoop because I know it's time to go. I've kept y'all too long. But maybe there's somebody right here, right now. You've been trying this thing a long time, trying to do it your way a long time. Daniel, put in a good CD for me. You've been trying to do this thing your way. But can I tell you the truth? It never works. So I would like to introduce you to a friend of mine who I tried personally, who doesn't care about my shortcomings, but is so concerned about me until he says, faith, hope, and love abide. But the greatest is love, about a man who can teach you how to be a real man, that a real man can change, a real man can receive Christ, a real man can overcome challenges. And that real man was Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me right now? God, we have heard the word. We've done the very best that we could to introduce people to you. So God, it's your turn to do the rest. We surrender all to you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So is there anyone who would like to come up this morning and maybe you want to go to the altar and pray? Amen. The altar's open. Just go pray. You don't need me to pray for you. In fact, prayer, you can go up there and lay hands on them or whatever you want to do. But maybe you just need to pray and say, God, I've messed up. And now it's time for me to try something different. Anybody looking for different? Ordinary just won't do for you anymore. You tried everything else, right? Try Jesus. There's nobody greater. Keep on playing that, man. There is no greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. How many know he, there's no greater? Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I'm so glad. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Miss Gray. Nobody greater, Mike. Nobody greater than you. Oh, it's so good to see you, brother. It's so good to see you. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I search all over. I search all over. Couldn't find no good. Thank you.
I'm going to say about me.